Blog Talk Radio.
My water. How y'all doing? I just spilled water all over the place. What is going on this Wednesday? How you doing? The Wednesday before the 10,000. Everything is a 10,000 today. Everybody is calling me with the weirdest questions for 10,000. Wow. How y'all doing today? I hope y'all doing fine. Switchboard, please give me my link. You'd be the quickest way I can definitely get there. How you doing? You have to excuse me. I hope everybody had a blessed day. I hope they woke up without a headache, woke up on the right side of the bed, and things of that nature. You know how that goes. Well, tonight I'm having a mini ball, right? Catch what grand prize is. It's kind of bandy, huh? Grand prize is voguing open to all, and whoever wins get a free spot and do not have to pay. Now it's late, so they'd be paying $75 to enter. You do not have to pay the $75 to enter if you win grand prize tonight and you win the cash, too. So definitely, and if you already got a spot and you win the grand prize, you can pass your free spot to whoever you want to. It's if they get the mind to come out and try to win for this 10,000. That's Bandy kind of about the situation. So definitely, that's how you do it. So hopefully we have another voguer that's added for the 10,000. How you doing? So, and then we had to definitely say who's the other people that's working for the 10K today and all of that. People have called me with the weirdest questions, and I wanted to bring up something about, hey, chat room. People wanted to definitely, bring up, if you have to wear one solid color, please make sure it's all one solid color. If you have on black, if your color is black and you have on a pair of black boots but your buckles is silver, I advise you to spray paint your new silver buckles, because you don't want to go through the drama of another house saying it's shade, she got on all this accessories that's silver. Because silver is silver and black is black. And I said definitely wear all of one solid color. The only thing that can pass is, like, for instance, if you bring a fucking car in the building, I don't want you to spray paint the chrome wheels of it, but the car must be one solid color. When it's something like that, it's okay. But if it's something that's on you, then that's a problem, period. Make sure it's definitely that solid color, okay? Just letting you know, because so many people have called me with different things, saying different things of this and that and this and that, so I just wanted to make sure we're definitely on the same page, okay? So remember the days in Midlothia Turnpike. That joy is too loud. And remember, Days Inn is on Midlothian Turnpike, and that's one of the host hotels, and the other one is La Quinta Inn on Pahams Avenue in Richmond, Virginia. So them the host hotels for this weekend. And the party at the Goal Post is Friday night. That's the party for all the nominees to come out and have fun. And vogue for fun, because the next day they'll be voguing for 10,000. How you doing? Just to let you know that. So, things of that. So what is going on in everybody's life today? I wonder. Why is the chat room so empty? I don't know. I think it's empty this week right now. Until, you know, once it gets really, really hot and then the right words come out. It don't get it. It actually, then the girls will be starting to pump it. Yep. So definitely, I don't have too much to say, because I'm going to say it all night until we get off the radio. And I was eating and all of that. So we're going to go straight to New York City to the to the East Coast mother, Kelly. Is right.
Put your hands together
for
the face. The real.
The real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly
Mizrahi. Hello. What's going on?
It's chilling. I just did some shopping for my house. That's about it. How are you doing?
I'm good. A little stressed. you know, last minute running around for everything for this weekend. Other than that, I'm cool.
I know, that's right. How's everybody doing in the chat room? I'm still working over here. I'm doing things right now. I'm not ready for the girls just yet. But how's everybody doing in the chat room? How you doing? Mother's here. I need some energy, honey. I need some energy. I need some life. Really. Hey, Switchboard, how you doing?
It's
11
o'clock.
Switchboard is in the building. What are you doing, Andre?
I was not really doing nothing. Logging into the chat room. That's
right. I know, that's right. But, you know, I'm on early tonight. You know, I'm on early tonight. So, you know, I'm not finished working and sending out my IMs to the girls and things and everything, honey. But, bitch, I got some tea about this weekend in Atlanta. So that I'm going to be spilling to you girls, honey. And who was fucking who, and who was sniffing coke, and who was in what person's bed, and the girls was hiding children underneath the covers when the girls busted the... Oh, I got a lot of tea for you girls about this weekend, honey. I'm going to spill it, honey. You know mother got the tea, honey. You know I got to wrap the week up, honey, with a lot to dirt, honey. With our nasty, hot a lot to dirt.
How you doing?
Yes, honey. I hope to see all you girls in Virginia, honey. I'll be there. Just book my hotel room. Honey, I just booked my room, and I'll be in the building. How you doing?
How you doing?
Baby! Oh! Somebody just hit me up, honey. Oh, somebody just hit me up. The person that had just hit me up, Miss Say, and told me to spill the tea, honey... You know who you are that just hit me up and told me to spill the tea. You're part of that tea, too. You know who you are that just hit me up? You are a part of that tea also, honey. But I'm not going to spill it right now because my numbers are low. So, you know, I'm going to wait for my numbers to get up and things, and I'm going to spill the tea. But you are a part of that tea that came across my airwaves. How you doing? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, honey. Yes, honey, you are a part of that team. Yes, honey. I don't know what, I'm not staying at the host hotel. I only stay at five-star hotels. I'm not staying at the host hotel. I stay in downtown Richmond. Okay, how you doing? Oh, yes, honey. But I'll be around. I'll come around and check out the girls at the host hotel, honey. I'll come around and check you girls out. How you doing? Mother is in the building. I'm trying to get to my tea, honey, to my window with my tea. I sent my tea over to Switchboard. The Switchboard could, you know, twit it a little about it to the girls to make the girls come out tonight. You know. Audrey, what are you doing?
Listening to you, honey.
Yes, honey. Yeah, I'm gagging. I just be gagging at the girls would say, and I get, you know what I gagged at, Andre? How so much tea comes across my airwaves. I leave out here because I got a sidekick, and, you know, and it's a monthly bill and everything. And I don't really take my sidekick outside with me, honey. I really, like, I pays my sidekick, and I, like, really leaves it in the house. But I leave myself logged on online all day long. And I guess when I go out and I come back in my house, the tea that be left on my screen, and the girls really be sending me the E my E, and I be really gagging at the things that the girls be saying. It's just a mess, we say. The girls never know who's around, who's watching them. Andre, can you please tell them the host hotel again?
Yeah, one, there's two host hotels. One is the Days Inn, and that's on Midlothian Turnpike. And the other one is the La Quinta Inn, and that's on Pam's Avenue. So either one of them, both of them is the host hotels. So you can go to either one. They all close to each other and all of that. and it's a few days in, so there's one on the Midlothian Turnpike. That's the one.
So did you get that? Did you get that? Did you get that, honey? Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Oh. Yes, honey. Somebody wanted me to spill the tea, honey. So, you know, I had to give them a little sample of what the girls and, you know, sent over to me, honey, because they are part of this tea, Miss Day. So I sent them a little sample of the tea over to them, honey, because it's just a mess, honey. Yes.
I have some good news, too. I was speaking to the sponsor, the one that's actually giving out the $10,000 today.
Yeah.
And he was like, if the crowd is right, he's actually going to actually come out with his new flyer, which would be $10,000 one more time, for realness open to all.
Realness open for all? Realness open to all for $10,000?
Mm-hmm. In July. Yeah. And that's some, but, you know, I get to make up the rules and the regulations for it and things of that. But, bitch, could you imagine? Oh, my God.
Well,
you already know if I'm making a move, they can't touch each other because the thugs are fools, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You have the dykes, you have the femme queens, you have schoolboy, pretty boy, executive, you have all of that, like drags.
Well, let me give you a sample to that girl that's hitting me up, because I'm not gonna spill her name now, Miss Thing. And I don't know if I'm going to spill her name with the tea, Miss Thing, but the girl sent me a piece of tea that I got, honey. So the girl that's hitting me up on Yahoo, you know who you are that I'm talking to. They said you was yelling and screaming in the hotel because somebody stole your coins. In your hotel room, you was yelling and screaming because somebody stole your coins and you wanted the girls out your room. Now, how much of the tea that I have is fake and how much is real? But I wasn't at your room, so how would I know that you was yelling about somebody stealing your coins and wanted the girls out your room? That hit me back up on Yahoo. But when my numbers get up, honey, and Miss Ebony or my sister Jasmine, you know, get to the boards, because we are online, but Jasmine and Ebony is working. You know, Jasmine has her company, and she's still working. So, you know, things are going to be slow for a minute because she's got a lot of work, and Ebony is still working. So, you know, when they slow at work at her real job, we're fast over here. When they're fast over there, we're slow over here. So we're a little slow tonight. So me and Andre are going to do a lot of talking until Miss Ebony and Miss Jasmine get free, one of them get free, and can get up on our side. Yeah, I know. The girls told me the tea, honey. Well, child. I don't know. Let me get the madness started, Miss Tang, honey. Hold on. Let me get the madness started, honey. Oh. Okay, yeah, that's why they said you were screaming because it was an issue. Well, let me get the madness started. You know, I'm not going to read this all of this stuff that they sent me over. But, honey, you know, because my girlfriend, and, you know, they don't want no issues or anything that's going on with the girls. But this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, are you listening, Andre?
Yes, I am.
This weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, Mark X Con 007 was laid up with some Revlon chow, but they don't know the Revlon chow's name, Miss Thing. So they were trying to get me the Revlon chow's name, and the girls came and they bust in the room where Mark was laid up with the chow, Miss Thing. Mark pulled the covers over the chow head because he didn't want the girls to know who the chow was, Miss Thing. Then he locked the girls out the room, stormed out the room. Then Miss Susan started screaming, telling Miss Ginger to get the fuck out of her room. Wow. But where, wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me see where else am I going to go to. Because, you know, I'm not going to read all of this. It's just too much, Miss Thang. Honey, Susan told Ginger to get out of her room, Miss Thang. Wait, hold on. Let me go down here. Saturday, the girl spotted Miss Busy Bee himself, Mark X Khan, with this child that he was laid up with, and they was trying to get a picture of Mark and his child. Kelly, hold on, who else? Oh, they gave the very that this weekend, Mark was fucking cute Ebony. The face child from the House of Ebony, Miss Thang, was all that 10.5 inches of dick. They gave the very well, they think that's why Q got chopped, honey, because his motherfucking ass was hurting, and he couldn't stop thinking about that dick and not get that motherfucking dick out of his mind, honey. And what else happened? Oh, and they told me they're going to send me a picture of Mark 10.5 inches of dick. It's a whole lot more, but I'm not going to get into all the, you know, all what else they wrote, Miss Thang, you know. You know, it was a whole lot more about my grandchild, Miss Susan, and the whole situation. But everything is not everybody's business, so I'm not going to get into all of that, you know, because that's my grandchild. But she knows what she was doing in her room and, you know, the girl, you know, how Carrie is on. But I'm not going to get into all of that because I'm not going to disrespect my grandchild. So that what was going on in Atlanta, honey. Miss Q, I did not know that you could take 10.5 inches of dick. They gave the very Miss Buck had dick down, and Miss Buck was slaying Miss Q down Saturday before the function, Miss Thang. And that's the reason why she probably got shot, Miss Thang, because her mind was too busy still on the dick and not on the category. Bitch, it's a mess. What do you think about that?
Which Q
is
this? Q
that walked
face?
Q that walked face, they got chopped. They gave the very, her mom wasn't on the category on Sunday because Mark was slaying her with all that 10.5 inches of dick.
Look, perfect.
Yes. It was just too much. Wow. Yes. Honey. They gave the very, her poor, and they wrote at the end, her poor little asshole. Yes, honey. Well, why you gagging? Why you gagging? Bitch. Oh, girl. They gave the very, oh. You don't want me to tell you, I'll call you after the show to tell you everything else they said about you, honey. How you doing? Bitch. It was a mess. It was a mess, child. It was a mess, honey. The girls had cameras. The girls had cameras in those three hotel rooms that y'all was in, honey. They gave them, y'all had cameras. They had cameras in all three of those rooms, honey. All three of those rooms that y'all had. I think they said they was either side by side or across the street from each other or something like that. I'm not going to Splash tonight. I'm staying in until Friday until I leave to go to Virginia. Honey, I got to rest. I got to recuperate. Honey, how you doing? I got to recuperate from my long weekend at the Icon Ball in Atlanta and everything. Yes, I know. They gave me all the tea. It was three in the room, and they was all side by side from each other, honey. Yes, honey. And then it was a mess, honey. I was gagging at the girls. The girls be having the 411, Miss Thang. They had cameras in those hotels, Miss Thang. And I need to know who that Revlon child is that Mark was laying in the bed with, and he had hid underneath the covers and put y'all out the room and locked the door so y'all couldn't see, Miss Thang. They said they're going to work on the name, Miss Thang. But somebody better get me the name, honey. My girlfriend going to get me the name, though, honey. He had the Revlon child. He had the Revlon child on Friday, Miss Thang, and then Yak Miss Q on Saturday, Miss Thang. How you doing? Bitch, you know I got the tea, honey. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about that, how they told me how Matt Chanel and Dakai Khan was laid up too. Oh wait, hold on. Oh wait, hold on. After I close that, I am because hold on, wait, because I forgot a piece of it. I think I forgot about that, Miss Thang. Hold on. You know, I love the children. I love the children, but the children need to keep their business out the street. I got a father. I don't know who Diego was laid up with, but Diego, Father Khan, was laid up with somebody awesome. It's saying some child that was an ex-Ebony or something, or an ex-Gus. He was an ex-Gus son. Now Khan, Father Diego Khan, was laid up with him also in Atlanta, too. They say I got that beat, too, was sent over to me, too. Yeah, oh honey, you know I got that beat too, Miss Thang, honey. You know the girls, maybe the girls are doing a lot of laid up, honey. And the girls said they think that Mark might be a Chanel because he was hanging out with the Chanels this weekend a lot in Atlanta. So Mark, if you out there, they got you and a lot of scared dudes. You need to call in and clear up your name because you out of here a lot, Miss Thang, honey. And they said, you got all this 10.5 inches of dick mistake, and the children are going crazy for the trade. Oh, my God, what's going on? The girls are mad, honey. Diego, you need to call her here, too, Diego. I want to know what was you doing later with that ex-Gasson now car. Honey, what's going on? Honey, I need the girls up on this line, Miss Day. I think Beverly will call in, and she'll be the PR woman for the House of Khan and call in and speak. Honey, but I need to get the tea, honey. Yes, yes, you're laughing out loud because I know about Diego being laid up with that child in the room, too, honey. Yes, honey. You know the girl's giving. So you know I'm not lying to my girl that I'm talking to on the IM. You know I'm not lying because the girls hit me up and the girl, when I tell you it was cameras in those hallways, Miss Thang, how the children was laid up with this one and laid up with that, and the children was just a gagging, Miss Thang, honey. And y'all girls, y'all calm girls better stop being fierce to my daughter, Miss Ginger. Stop kicking my daughter Ginger out of hotel rooms, Miss Thang. Leave her alone. I know my daughter get a little intoxicated and she gets a little crazy. Don't be kicking my daughter out of the room. Hey, Ginger, mother loves you. 5,000, how you doing? So what's going on, Andre?
Nothing.
Why you gagging? I hear you. I be gagging. You be gagging. Let me get a light. You be gagging when I be spilling the E. It's a mess, Miss Thang. I'm gagging, honey. I be gagging at the girls, honey.
That is a kiki, bitch.
That's funny. Oh, I'm gagging. I want Q to call in, honey. I want to know, Miss Thang. I want Miss Q to call in. Y'all, Q, IQ, are you still with Anthony? I know Anthony's on the phone line, honey. So, I need Q to call in, or I need Anthony to call in and get Q up on the phone, Miss Thang. Because they said you was taking that 10.5 like a motherfucking pro, honey. They said you was a natural born slingshot with all marks 10.5, honey. I want to know how it feels to be getting gutted out by 10.5. Oh, I need to get my girlfriend, Miss Pussy, up here, Miss Say. Miss Pussy can tell me what it feels like to get gutted out by 10.5, Miss Say, because she loves 10.5 and better. How you doing, Miss Pussy, honey? I need Miss Pussy to call in because she knows what it feels like to have 10.5. So I want to know exactly what Q felt like, Miss Pussy. So you call in here, honey, so you can tell me what Q felt like to Q get up here on this phone line, honey. I'm going to get the girls up here on the line. As soon as my sister, Miss Jasmine, and Miss Ebony, one of them get off the phone line with their customers, honey, I'm going to have these phone lines ringing her up, and you girls are going to lie, because I know the girls are going to call in. I know Miss Susan's going to call in. I know Miss Susan Khan's going to call in. I know Mark X Khan 007 is going to call in. I know Q Ebony's going to call in, because I don't have their name, so I know they're going to call in. I don't know about Mark calling in, because Mark might be in the band for work. Because as soon as Mark usually hear his name, he hits me up on Yahoo. So Mark might be in the bed for work, but I know I'll be speaking to Mark really soon about the situation.
Hey, it's time for the break.
Each and every Sunday at 10 p.m., DJ Mike Q presents Ballroom Radio, After Hours with the Beats. The first ballroom radio show dedicated to playing the beats. Whether it be house, road, old way, or runway. Tune in live on www.afterhours.com. www.djmikeq.com. Once again, each and every Sunday at 10 p.m. On January 23rd, 2010, for the first time in ballroom history, the icon himself, Andre Mizrahi, presents Vulgar of the Millennium. Open to all performers for 10K. Never have there been a grand prize of this magnitude. Another chapter in ballroom history is about to be written. Who will slave for the cash and be crowned the first $10,000 winner ever? Taking place on Saturday, January 23rd, at Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. For more info and full categories, contact the icon himself or visit myspace.com/tinsorchops.
We are back. We are back. If you're on the phone line and you're one of those girls' names that I mentioned, Miss Sang, and you want to come up here and you want to rebuttal some of my statements that I made, but I know my statements are true that I made because forces that was there in the room hit me up and they was laughing out loud. I was saying, so I know my tea is real and it is accurate. And honey, my comments, honey. But don't forget to definitely follow me on www.twitter.com/tensorchops. And don't forget to visit us at myspace.com/tensorchops. And definitely be a friend. Tell us some topics that you want to hear about the show. You know, leave messages, comments, and everything. You know, you can leave comments and, you know, tell us how you like the show, what you don't like about the show, and say, this is the show for the people. We are here for the people, to serve the people. Do I have a switchboard? Do I have somebody working the board yet? Do I have any callers? Is anybody working the board yet? Hold on. Is anybody working the board yet? I need to get it. You know, hold on. Baby. Mm-hmm. Hold on. 347-308, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Norman Prodigy out of Atlanta.
Hi, Norman.
How you doing, Miss Kelly?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm just calling in to say what's up.
I know, that's right. Thank you, Norman, for just calling and saying what's up.
Hey, Norman.
Hey, Andre.
Hey, Andre.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Norman, for calling in. 212-564, you're on the air. How you doing, caller? 212-564, you're on the air. Okay, they're gone. Next caller, please. Okay. Well, where is Susan? Where is Diego? Where is Mark? I'm getting people hitting me up saying that they were supposed to call in. Why they haven't called in? I need them on this line. I need to know what's going on. But don't forget, coming your way, honey, at Atlanta, Georgia, at Club 708 on the 3rd of February, my son, Spider Mizrahi Gaga, is having a mini function, honey. Come on and support him. How you doing?
His birthday.
And it's his birthday, honey.
It's his birthday mini function.
Yes, it's his birthday ball. And little Kim will be in the building. How you doing? Yes. Mm-mm. I need to know where's the girls at. The girls, I done spilled all this hot juicy tea, Miss Thing, and the girls is paying my hot juicy tea, Miss Thing. I'm gagging. I need the girls to call in here, honey. Where's my girlfriend that spills the tea, Miss Thing, that be calling in? She has not called in here And a minute, Miss Thing, and spilled no tea, Miss Thing. I guess she haven't been around the girls lately, Miss Thing, honey. It seems like I'm doing all the work around here, and she's not working. Where is she at, honey? Oh, yes. Let me give a happy birthday shout-out to Lucky Evisu. His birthday is on Friday. Big shout-out to Lucky. His birthday is on Friday. How you doing, Lucky? I see you.
Yes. Yes, darling. Yes, sonny.
So, Andre, give us some names of who else is walking for the 10,000.
Okay, let me pull them out. I got to pull them out because I was running around shopping all day, and I didn't get in the house to 5 minutes before the radio started. Sam? But what's the gagger is, it's more newcomers than, like, it's about five everybody's favorites, maybe, or seven. But it's more newcomers than really, you know what I really did, gagger? I'm going to give y'all a name that I wouldn't even think they even had, and not to spit shade, but this child been voguing for a while, and he's a newcomer. His name is Eric Prestige. So, actually, the House of Prestige is coming. And, you know, I've never seen that. And not saying that, you know, I just don't never see Alverni and his house, you know, house coming through and stuff like that. So that is one of the names. His name is Eric Prestige. And he actually been voting Kelly for a long time, like for some years now. I would say at least 5 to 6 years.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. So that is one of the names, Eric Prestige. So if y'all know anything about Eric Prestige, just hit back and see if y'all think he can survive through them four rounds.
Well, I want to know which one of my kids is going home with the 10,000. Will it be my son or will it be my daughter?
I don't know. Who's your son, Berlin? That's Berlin. And who's your son? Ronaldo, you talking about?
Yes. I want to know, will my son or will my daughter be going home with the 10,000?
Somebody said it would be Marquise Revlon. How are you doing?
Honey, I want to know, will it be Ronaldo Milan, my son, or my daughter, Naomi Mizrahi, going home with the change? How you doing?
How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Y'all girls in the chat room, y'all have me over here itching. Please stop talking about cheap lotion in the chat room. Y'all got me over here itching, please.
What?
Ready? Yes, Oral Mother and Wendy Williams, y'all have me over here itching. Please stop talking about that cheap lotion. Nobody uses Calmar lotion, honey. Please stop talking about that cheap lotion.
And remember to all houses that are listening, doors will be opening at 11 p.m. sharp. That's the time the doors will be opening, 11 p.m. So get up in there because I am starting no later than 1 a.m. That's the first category, that's presentation.
Oh. Well, I'll be there at 10:30 with my presentation and all my four outfits. How you doing?
I know that's right. With your 4 hours, they would gag to see you at the back, bitch.
Miss Day, they would gag, Miss Day. I walk out that building with that $10,000. The girls would not be ready, Miss Day. It's only one performance, Miss Day. Only one performance. I only have to vote one time, Miss Day. They would gag, Miss Day, girl. I come out there with that coin, Miss Day. They would definitely be saying, bitch, it was a Mizrahi setup, bitch. I come out there with that coin, honey. Baby.
They would cringe. They would really cringe. You come up out of there with 10 G's. What would you do with, what would be the first thing you do with 10 G's, Kelly?
Baby, the first thing I would do with 10 G's, honey, I would go and get my stomach sucked out and get my breast implants, honey. Bitch, I'll be on my way, honey. I'll be leaving from Virginia to drive straight to motherfucking Atlanta, honey, to go see my girlfriend, Miss Pat Mackey, to get my nose, my tits, and my stomach done with my coins, honey. The girls want to know what is the price to get into the mall.
It's $30 before 1 at 30 a.m., and it's $40 after, so y'all better be in there before 1.
Okay. baby. I'll be right there. The link to the chat room is www.blogtalkradio.com/tensorchops. Honey. Bitch. Girl, y'all girls be complaining, Miss Thang. Somebody just hit me up and they said they hear Mika is going to be walking Andre. Is she on that list?
I got like about 5 more people. We might come to her name. I don't know.
Oh, Miss Thang, the girls in the chat room, Miss Lollipop is so shady, Miss Thang. She gave the right. Mika better sit her old ass down, Miss Thang. I'm gagging. Bitch.
I got somebody that is coming out to play in a minute, and they haven't played for over 2 years. So I wonder what they're going to do.
Cool.
Should we give another name already?
Yes.
Eugene Aga Mizrahi.
Oh, I know that's right.
He came straight out of the pen, and he is one of the contestants, so he's in the building. What do y'all think Eugene is going to do?
Mm.
Remember, you only got a battle one time, and Eugene votes now. And he got fashion, too. Somebody said, Eugene, laughing my ass off.
Baby, you never know, Miss Thang. Don't underestimate anybody, honey. Y'all underestimated, honey, that motherfucking Ginger was going to win that coin, honey. And look, honey, Miss Ginger won that coin, honey. I all thought Miss Laomi was going to come and snatch the 5,000, Miss Thang, and Miss Ginger gagged y'all. Honey, so don't underestimate anybody for anything, honey. You never know who's going to win.
You are, I don't, and that's the thing. When I vote against anybody or do anything, Walker category, I don't ever put nothing past nobody because you never know who's going to eat it that day.
Somebody hit me up and they said, straight out the pen, going home with the 10.
Ah, that's a ROM, bitch.
Yes,
you
honey.
See, he kind of laid back. He ain't said, you know what, that's my debut. He said he think God let him out just for that 10 to get back on his feet. I said, I know that's right.
I know that's right, honey.
Okay.
Bitch. Do we have any phone callers, honey? Where's the girls at, Miss Thang? I'm gagging, Miss Thang. I guess, you know, y'all girls need to call in here and give me the tea, Miss Thang. Or I'm going to have to go in-depth with this tea, honey, and go really, with, you know, I scammed through my tea, honey, and I don't be reading everything. But you girls is not picking up the phone lines, and y'all not calling in here, Miss Thang. So I guess I'm going to have to get the whole full tea and who was getting yacked and who was fucking who and who was sucking who and everything in those bathrooms in that hotel room because y'all girls not calling in here, honey. So I'm going to have to give everything, honey. Bitch, I'm going to have to give them all of that. Bitch.
Okay.
I'm going to have to give all the tea, Miss Thang, since the girls don't want to call in here, Miss Thang. Honey. Where's Miss Ginger at? Is she still in Atlanta? Miss Ginger, call in here, Miss Thang. I want to know what was you doing up in this room with the girls, Miss Thang. What was going on, honey? Miss Ginger always calling. I see Miss Gay Tay in Atlanta, honey. She wasn't in no scandals this weekend, honey. Gay Tay haven't called in here in a long time. What's going on with Gay Tay?
When you says what's going on with Gay Tay?
Yeah.
Gay Tay is in Atlanta, Georgia. I just seen him this weekend, so he's definitely down here. He was home for a second, but he just came back like 3 or 4 days. So, you know, he's living back in Georgia again. So, I don't know where he resides at, but he's definitely here, and he's being himself.
I know that's right. I hope to see the legendary Goddess Rodeo and Virginia this weekend. I keep down with Goddess on this. Goddess is a key or a judges fan over this thing. I got my life key with Goddess and Lady Blodick on the judges panel this weekend.
And to say it again, remember tonight, if you are in town, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you might not have to pay the $75. If you come to the mini ball and you win grand prize tonight, you will be waived your fee to
enter for the $10,000. So if you are in Atlanta and you still get cash to go home with, how you doing? So if you definitely want to enter and you in Atlanta and you did not have the money to enter, this is a free invite. Come to 708. It only costs $10. You'll be entering if you win for $10,000.
Now, Ms. Conti, you need to stop your shit, Ms. Conti. Ms. Conti, you over there sniffing some motherfucking coke.
What happened? What Ms. Conti? Oh, she said to me it was like, she was lay on me. That's what she said.
Honey, stop doing that shit over there, honey. Girl, Ms. Conti, you need to stop doing that. Bitch.
They said when you pay $75 to enter, that's how you know you're serious, but you get into the ball free. So it was $50, but since it's so late, it went up to $70. Let me tell you, it was $50, so you wouldn't have been paying nothing but $20 to enter for the category. But now, since they come in, because the deadline been passed, and the ball is actually Saturday, so if you want to enter, you have to pay $75, which you still get in free, so you're only really paying $30. That's what it's for. How you doing?
Shout out to
all
me.
All together, it's about 20 people that is walking.
Shout out
so
to
far,
me.
So far, but four people is sending me money in the morning, so it might be 24. I don't know.
Shout out to me from Jahira Balenciaga for being a brave bitch and cutting off my hair for the icon ball. How you doing, Jahira?
Yes. Honey.
You grew up acting like $75 is a lot of money, Miss Thang.
Somebody said only 75? Yeah, only 75. Yeah.
75 queens mistaken. It was 50 mistake. You have to spend money to make money. You have to spend money to get money. Nothing is free in life, mistake, honey. I wouldn't have a problem with paying $50 or $75, mistake, to try to win $1,000, mistake. That's just like motherfucking playing a lotto. All you need is a dollar and a motherfucking dream.
How you doing? And if you have, first of all, that's what, you know why you always got to enter something like that? Because if you feel that you are one of the divas, you're going to pay that $50 for that $100 because you know you are one of the test of times where you're going to make it. Now, when you know you can't really vogue like that, then it ain't reason to pay it. Just pay it and walk a regular beginner's vogue category. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing? Because they do have beginner's vogue for some of you girls.
In.
And some of you girls just has entered for the coin, Miss Thang. You know you shouldn't be walking for the coin, Miss Thang. You shouldn't be walking beginner's vogue, Miss Thang. But you're going to test your luck, Miss Thang. It's a game of luck and skills, Miss Thang. You know, how you doing? Anybody can win that coin, Miss Thang. A big business.
Yeah, and you got to realize, sometimes one person might don't know what a production is, but they house do. Every house knows what a production is. So you never know what somebody might do with the production, with 10,000. They're going to have everybody behind them. They should. I know if I'm in the house, I would have everybody behind me.
A production. The girls don't know what a production is, Miss Day. Are you going to tell them what a production is, Andre?
Okay, let me break it down to you again. Because I want to let y'all know, first of all, because I know some of y'all know and some of y'all don't know. This is how it starts. I'm going to break it down to you. Then I'm going to break down production too. Presentation. They have 30 to 40 seconds to come out whichever way they want, but they cannot use music or nothing. They're just coming out to present themselves for the first time. So how do they want to be shown? Do you want to walk in, fly in, skate in, whatever you want to do, you have 30 to 40 seconds to do it. That's one. Then you get to the mic. When you get to the mic, they're going to ask you, what's your name, what house you been in, how long you been voguing, what state you come from, and why should you be the $10,000 voguer? That is part one. Five judges will score them from 1 to 50. What they're scoring them on, they're scoring them on how they came in, their outfit, and the way they speak on the mic. That's part one. You got it. Part two. Part two is they change their outfits. Remember, they always got one solid color on. Everybody picks their own color. So they have to have four outfits in these colors. Or whatever they're doing, they have to just use the same color. But part two is your best element. So if you pick duck walk, you have to duck walk down in your second outfit, and five different judges will judge that section, which you'd be scoring from 1 to 50, and what they're scoring is the duck walk and how graceful you look eating it and that second outfit. That's what they're scoring for part two. Part three is your one and only battle. You pick a number out of it. Everybody got numbers. You pick a number, and if you pick that person's number, you will battle that person. You battle that person to the end. What they're scoring is how gracefully you served her. And basically, they're scoring both of y'all from 1 to 50, and they're scoring on that battle, and they're scoring that outfit for the third outfit. Production. That's the last part. The last part is production. You have to, whatever you have to be in that solid color and music, props, outfit, people in the outfit. Everything you must use must be that solid color, and you must serve and punish it. Everything is counted, period. 1 to 50, your last set of judges. Then you tally all of that up. Grand prize, the highest numbers, and you can't go over 1,000, so the winner will, whoever gets the highest points, win the grand prize. How about that? That's how it goes.
I know.
So a lot of people need help. And then that goes for me. Like, even if I was walking, I don't got no more change. Even if I was walking, I would actually do the same thing. I would do the same thing. Get help. And I know a lot in the ballroom scene too, but it's always good to have another eye or another, you know, look on something, because you want to have fun and make sure you're on point. And there's no reason to not play safe. Don't go too far out, because when you play safe, you know you're in the door. Like for presentation, that's tricky, because you make sure you're eating it, whatever you do, but you still want to be clean. You want to make sure your outfits are sitting. You want to make sure, I'm not saying buy label outfits, just whatever you do, make sure you buy outfits that you know you don't look bad or good in. Don't go over the edge and try to do something weird, you know what I mean, because then you might get, you know, and you can, it ain't no way of getting chopped, period. The only way, it ain't no such thing as, it ain't no chops. The only way you could do that, two different panels, because you got four panels, will have to score you 25 and under. Remember, they're scoring you from 1 to 50. Two different panels would have to do that. That's the only way that that person will be able to go home. So you don't have to worry about you seeing a judge again for another half, because it's 20 different judges. The judges is not sitting together. They have no one to talk to. They are by themselves. So it's really completely different from the average. Come vote down and get your, you know, it's not the same, period. Kelly, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yep.
Somebody
who did
hit
my
me
hair
up.
At the, who did my hair, hold on, who did my hair at the ball this weekend? Tokyo Mugler, the one that walked for Face, he did my hair. Yeah, he does hair very, very well. So, yeah, Tokyo Mugler did my hair. Yeah.
Andre, somebody hit me up and said, Kelly, I want to know what 10 and a half feels like, because I have no more walls. I'm open like the Holland Tunnel.
You know what? I'm going to fuck that up.
Ain't that a kiki, Andre? They said they open like the Holland Tunnel, Andre. And you know who that is, Andre.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, my
Tokyo,
God.
Tokyo,
I'm fucking...
said, how did she look at the ball, Kelly?
What?
Tokyo said, how did you like her, how her look at the ball? Did she look cute to you?
Tokyo.
Vogue in Tokyo. In our house.
I'll call Tokyo after the radio show.
Oh, shit. I'll call Tokyo after the radio show. That might be your look for you,
honey. Oh, yeah. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, hello?
Well, she want me to say it on the radio show?
Yeah, you can say it.
Mistake, I liked her look, Mistake. I liked her look, and I liked her outfit, and I liked her hair, Mistake. That Vogue was a fool, Mistake.
She liked everything but the Vogue. You didn't Vogue cute that day. You, that's what she said. She said,
you
but to you, not to her. You asked her. I like the cute, the look, the hair and everything, but that Vogue was a fool.
That's why they chopped her.
He said the floor was a fool, that's why.
And I seen her Vogue better than that, honey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, honey. What is going on? I don't have no phone callers, bitch. What the fuck? They say, where's the girl at? They say. Baby,
Ruben is home with his lover.
And I was about to say the same thing, honey. I spoke to Ruben yesterday, honey. Me and Ruben and his husband is doing lunch next week when I come back from Virginia, honey.
Yes, the house of Mizrahi is definitely doing $10,000 for the house that wins the most trophies Labor Day weekend. And the Milans won the last time. Let's see if the Milans were victor that day, too, or will it be someone else?
Okay. 201-306, you're on the air. How you doing? 201-306, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who's this?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Graham.
Paul, yes,
it says.
How you doing?
Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Hi, everyone. Who else on the show? Is Andre there?
Yes, Andre's here.
I'm here.
Hey, Andre. It's Justin.
So what is going on with all that madness and that red nose robes?
First of all, I don't know what story was communicated to you, but I can assure you that all of that was said is false.
So Mark didn't fuck Q down with the 10.5 inches of cock he have? That's false.
Well, I mean, Mark, he usually divulges everything he does to me, and he never mentioned anything about that. So if it did happen, it's unbeknownst to me. And as far as Diego and some ex what?
Ex Garcon, now Khan. I forgot the child's name. They was laid up together.
Yeah, I didn't witness any of that in my room as well, and I was surveying everything that took place in that room because I was responsible for any damages, et cetera, et cetera. So none of those things happened. I don't understand why people would get online, come on a show, and that's crazy.
Mark was also laid up with some Revlon child that he was hiding underneath the covers.
What? You know what? Check this out. There's only who, if any, that didn't happen. That's funny, though.
That is.
It didn't happen. But hold on, Diego wants to speak as well. Hold on.
Hey, Diego.
You sure? Okay.
Are
you
still in Atlanta? Everybody still in Atlanta?
No, I just got home. I got home like 2 hours ago, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
That's what did. No, but none of that happened. I have some cheese for you, though, but I'll share those with you later.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks. See y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Wait a minute. What is this I hear about a house ball? What were you saying?
What are you saying?
The house ball. You talking about the house ball for $10,000?
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be a house ball.
Yeah, that's the house of Mizrahi ball. Yeah.
Oh, work. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll definitely be there.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Damn. You should have left that mic open a little longer. 917-693, you're on the air.
Hi, Kelly. How are you? Hi, Andre.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Kelly, are you going to Splash tonight?
No, I'm not going to Splash tonight.
Why not?
Because I have to rest up for Virginia. I have to drive to Philly first and then from Philly to Virginia. So I have to rest up. I have to get my rest.
All right. Another thing, Kelly and Andre, you need to pray. There was another earthquake in Haiti. Third earthquake.
Oh, my God. Wow.
There was another earthquake. Another earthquake. It's the third one. They had aftershock yesterday, and there was another one today. I don't know if y'all guys were aware of that.
Oh, damn.
Nobody was killed, but it's just
I would have packed my person hit it.
Is it ever going to end?
I'd have been on the next plane, me and my dogs, cats, automobiles, and people running.
Where's Whoopi?
Whoopi is out and out of town.
So, Kelly, you need someone to come on in and give current events on what's going on.
Whoopi's out of town this week.
Oh, all right. Well, I love you guys' show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Love you.
Oh, my God. Next caller, we have what are these? Talking about Whoopi, she just sent me a picture. Honey. Hey, Whoopi, how you doing? Honey. What's tea? You're not going to sit here and try my daughter. You're not going to sit here and try my daughter. Okay? Don't get blocked.
Rodriguez said hey.
Hey, Rodriguez, what's going on? I want that bag today, honey. I want that bag like white woman today. What are you doing, honey? Bitch, hold on, honey. Oh, shit. I want to fuck the girls up. So, honey, give me another name. I want to know another name.
Okay, hold on. Okay, here's another name. Let's go to the house of Miyake Mugler. Chichi Miyake Mugler.
Who is that?
He's actually one of the big names down here in the South. He actually, okay, I'll get to the 5K face in 1 second. I'm not ignoring you. Yeah, he's actually a butch queen at Vogue and actually made his name down here. You do know him, Kelly, when you see him Vogue. They say he Vogues fast sometimes, but Kichi definitely Vogues. He definitely is a Voguer. And I'm excited to see everybody that actually got the spot so far. I feel that it's like five more people that really need a spot, but the ones that got spots already, I'm really, you know, happy for their spots. And this is a one-time thing, so whoever wins, I'm happy for them. I don't care who wins. I just hope, you know, they do right with the money and don't do, you know, negative with it. But so definitely Chichi Mugler, if y'all know how he vogues, or if you ever want to see how he vogues, just push in on YouTube Chichi Mugler and he'll come up. Any of these names I said would come up if you don't know how they vogue and you just wanted to see. Yep. Somebody said it's Spider Mizrahi Vulcan. Kelly, where you at? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what you doing?
My system had went down, honey. I had to mute you for a minute, honey. My system just went down. And I was on the other line, honey. Mark said he did not have Q this weekend, Miss Thang. He said the only Revlon that he speaks to like that is Rucka. Honey. So the girls need to stop lying, he said.
Going back to Butch Queen face, honestly they said who would I think should have been the last two to battle. And truthfully, it's funny because I think the last two to battle was who? Do you remember, Kelly?
The last two to battle? Who was the last? No, they want to know who do we think should have been the last two.
I know, and I'm asking you who was the last two. Wasn't it Emery and Exotic?
Yeah.
I felt that was right. That's my opinion, but I felt them two was the right two to stay to the end to battle.
Well.
And one of my kids walked that night, too.
Well, I think the final battle should have been Emery and London Mizrahi.
No, I think London definitely has 100% Carter, and I feel London can win over all of them, but I don't think that was London's day. See, that's the difference between me and how I feel. I don't care who it is. If it's not your day, everybody has a day. Some days you're going to sit over other people, and some days you're not. And I just felt that was not his day. I have seen them boys look drop dead gorgeous on any day, but you know, everybody have days. I don't care what it is. But that goes for me as well as anybody. Some days you're going to look better than others. But sometimes, and I just felt that was not his day that day. My
opinion. Ernie, this queen keeps sending me these pictures to my phone, Miss Thing, and she's making my phone gag. My phone is going to break, Miss Thing. Master Splinter keeps sending me these pictures to my phone.
So you're not going to read my son to say London looked a fool because London don't never look a fool now. Stop it before we block you.
Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
Because I wasn't in the room. Buddy. I wasn't in the room. Who said that? Buddy. Miss Day, girl, you look a dead fool. You should have been on the back of that motherfucking runaway and walked. Buddy. What happened? Oh, my God. Hold on 1 minute. Bitch, a lot of girls need to stop with a whole lot of things they do, Miss Tay. The Mugler's been doing it for years, Miss Tay. Those big eyebrows. Honey, bitch.
A friend.
Bitch, the girls been walking with big eyebrows for years, Miss Tay. Bitch, they got nerves talking about the girls and their eyebrows, Miss Tay. It was a lot of other girls up there with big-ass eyebrows, Miss Tay. Y'all bitches ain't reading it up, Miss Thang. It was girls with Beijing coming down the back of their neck, Miss Thang. It was girls with motherfucking bumps on the side of their motherfucking face, Miss Thang. And those bitches didn't get motherfucking chopped or get sent on their way. What the fuck? Honey, bitch. So, honey.
You know what kills me? I'm sitting here talking to somebody from Atlanta, which I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm being truthful to somebody. And when somebody don't get voted for, you know, they remember that. And they be like, you didn't vote for this person the whole night. But what they don't remember is how many times you do vote for them for the years before that. They only remember what you don't do, but they never remember what you do. And that's what's sad. It's like if you don't keep voting for someone forever, that they feel that it's shade. No, it's not shade. It's just not their night.
Well, you know. On that note, it's not that night, honey. Bitch, Andre has to get ready for the club, honey. I just got an emergency text on my red phone, Miss Thang, and I'm going to have to let you girls go, Miss Thang, and Andre's going to have to let you girls go. So we're going to see y'all back here on Monday night when we definitely recap who won the $10,000 and who slayed the next day at the Rumble, Miss Thang. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, Miss Thang. I love all you girls for loving me. If you go to Virginia, Miss Thang, this weekend, Miss Thang, make sure you be very careful in who you slide in your room because mother has eyes all over the place. And whatever girls you bring in your room, you make sure you definitely do practice safe sex and you definitely do wrap it up. Andre, take it away.
Okay, so definitely, if you're, this is your chance again, just come to the mini board tonight if you don't want to, you know, if you're still here and you want to walk for the 10K and you think you can win at the mini board. Other than that, this is one time ever $10,000 for Vogan. So definitely please come and enter if you can. All of the legends and the statements and the stars. And if there's a few icons that feel that they want a piece of it, come out too. How you doing? Take it easy. Love you all. Be safe, always pray, and always use condoms. Bye-bye. Bye.